Well, hello, hello. How are you doing? How are you doing? This is the S. Anthony Says Podcast. This is Mr. S. Anthony Thomas. How are you doing? Episode number 474. You know what? Had a weird time at the gym. I got to tell you about this. When you go online, you see a lot of things online. And there's a guy, I think his name is Joey Swole, and he does these videos where he talks about people who have bad gym etiquette. You know, you'll have a lady who's in the gym and she'll be wearing something and she'll see a guy and call a guy a creep. And in his videos, he talks about guys that actually are not creeps. They're just walking in the gym, minding their business. And the lady overreacts and then puts a video out making the guy look bad when he really didn't do anything. And sometimes it leads to bad effects for the dude. Right. And that's not a good thing. And I've seen those videos. But I've also seen gym creeps who really are as bad as some of the ladies are saying. I've seen both. And I'm not a creep, and I've never been a creep, and I'll never be a creep. And I had a weird experience. I am at the gym. I am on the treadmill. I'm looking at the TV. And there's, you know, there's women walking around doing their workouts, and I'm not looking at them. I'm just trying to handle my business. I'm not trying to be a creep, okay? In fact, I refuse to be a creep. And so the ladies look nice and great and all that kind of stuff. Lady gets a young lady in her 20s. She's on the treadmill in front of me. Okay. And she's wearing, you know, the kind of pants that look like they were painted on. Right. And I'm seeing this in my peripheral vision because I refuse to look directly at anything, but I can still see in my peripheral. I will not look. Right. Now, what makes it worse is her treadmill is right in front of mine. And before she gets on the treadmill, what is she doing? She is bending over and stretching. The guy to my left and the guy to my right are, I think they both have broken necks trying not to look, and they both took looks, and they look, when the guy on my left and the guy on my right look at each other, and you know that look guys have where they nod like, yeah, she looks great, doesn't she? Yeah, look at that right there, Jack. Ah, ha, ha. They tried to get me involved in it, and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Don't get me involved in this, because she was right in front of me, and she was stretching for a long period of time. I stay on the treadmill for a long period of time. She was bending over for a long period of time. I'm not looking. Looking at the television. Not gonna look. Not doing it. In my peripheral vision, I can see her bending over and looking disapprovingly at the guy to my right and the guy to my left. And I'm looking, I'm seeing this in my peripheral. My head is up, looking at the screen. Not looking at the butt. Not gonna look at the butt. Wanna look at the butt, but I'm not gonna look at the butt. Not gonna look at the butt. And I see peripheral vision only, not direct looking. I can see her looking at me, and she's looking at me, and the other guys are trying to look away because they got caught, and I'm not looking. Not going to look. Not looking. She gets on the treadmill and starts running. And it's really hard for me to get my head from the TV screen down to my, you know, to the screen on my treadmill so I can see what my heart rate is, how much time I have left, what my calories are burned. So I'm literally moving my head all the way to the left, down, and then to the right, to make sure that I don't look at the butt. Don't look at the butt. Can't see the butt. Butts are invisible. Never heard of a butt. Don't know what a butt is. Can't do it. And then she goes and does the thing where she turns around on the treadmill facing me. Not going to look at the breast. Not doing it. Not. You can see her breast in my peripheral. Not going to look. Not looking. I'm looking at my keep. I'm looking down. I'm running at this speed. This is what my heart rate is. Okay, my heart rate's in the right place. Great. That's good. I'm going to stay here for the length of time. And I'm, that's how many miles. Okay, fantastic. And over there, that's how many calories. That's great. I'm ahead. I'm doing real good. I'm burning extra calories. I'm running longer than a dead diet. That's great. And I'm turning my head to the left, go up and into the screen. Because I'm not going to look, not going to look. In my peripheral vision, I can see she's staring at me. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's just looking in my general direction. Not going to look. Look down, see that my time is up, stop the treadmill, do the cool down, still not looking. Still not going to look, not going to look. Get off the treadmill, okay, wipe down the machine, go to the next thing, going to lift some weights, and she's all the way over there, and I'm all the way over here, made it. Phew. Made it. Not going to be a creep, not, and here she comes. She goes to the machine in front of me. This is a machine for the upper body. She's already stretched by bending over. She's now on the machine in front of me, bending over, the way I'm sitting on the machine, it's really difficult for me to turn my head to the left or to the right. And she's bending over, and I'm not going to look, not going to do it. Do my bench press, not going to look, not looking. Got to go to the next, going to go to the triceps, not going to look. Go over to the triceps machine. She comes over to the triceps machine. She's not even using the machine in front of me. She's just bending over in front of me. I'm going, what the hell is going on here? What the hell is, do my triceps workout. Now it's time for me to go over to do the next thing I'm going to do. Going to hit these abs and lower back. And then I go over to the ab machine. This is a true story. I go to the ab machine. She goes and gets one of them. She starts to do. She's bending over in front of me. And I'm going, what the hell? I said, there's no way in the world this young woman is following me around to bend over in front of me. That's ridiculous. To even think that somebody would do that is ridiculous. You are out of your mind. Don't even. You are a crazy old man to think that's happening. There's no way. But I want to find out. I'm going to switch machines 3 more times. If she finds a way to get in front of me in these other 3 machines, I'm going to know something's up. Went to another machine. 30 seconds later, there she is again. Went to another machine. 30 seconds later, she's there again. I'm like, I got to get the hell out of this gym. I have already finished my workout. I begin walking out of the gym, trying to ease out when she can't see me. I hear footsteps behind me. She runs up to me. Hey. Yeah. What do I got to do to get your attention? Huh? What I got to do? I've been walking around. I mean, you're an older guy, but you could still get it. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I tell her how old I am. I say, how old are you? She tells me how old she is. She's young enough to be my child. I don't have any children, but if I did have a child, normally you would have a child, my child would be roughly either her age, a year older, a year younger, but they would be old. They would be close enough in age to be friends. So no. And I'm trying to walk to my car, and she's telling me why the age difference shouldn't mean anything. And I'm sitting there going, why is this lady so adamant? I'm flattered and everything like that. And, you know, but it's like, what the hell is going on? We haven't even had a conversation before I came to the gym. You just walked in front of me, and somehow all of a sudden, you know, and she's selling herself hard. And we, you know, because I think that older guys and younger women, and I'm sitting there going, am I on one of these YouTube prank videos? Is somebody going to come? Am I going to go, you know what? Even though I'm old enough to be your father, yeah, let me get your phone number. And then somebody comes busting out. Ha 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 ha. It's me, Frank Johnson from the Prank Channels. And we have a new prank channel called Pranking Middle-Aged Men Who've Been Thinking Hot 20-somethings Want to Bang Them. And we just did, ha 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 ha. And we're going to put you in the, ha ha ha. I didn't really think that was going to happen, but I did think that the age difference, even though if I was a movie star or TV star and I dated someone this young, it would be a news story for maybe a few months. TV or movie star S. Anthony Thomas, the man who's middle-aged, is dating 24-year-old. That's what is wrong with this. Right? So I turn her down. And she goes, okay. Okay. You say that now, but okay. Okay, I respect that. Okay, but I can tell by her face, it's not going to be okay. She's going to keep trying, right? And there's a part of me that's like, well, you know, because even if I was 10 years younger, I would still be like, no. But if I was 20 years younger, a boom, 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 damn, ba damn, ba damn, ba damn, how, how. If you understand what I'm saying. But all I could think about was, there's no way in the world this woman is following me around like that. But she was. Part of me was like, ha ha, the old guy still got it. And another part of me is like, ha ha, somebody's brothers or father who's probably my age would be outside my house with an RPG. Hey, we're the same age. And you sleeping with my daughter? Don't need it. But you would figure that after that happens to somebody, That would be the weirdest thing that had happened during the course of the day. Nothing else weird could happen. That's got to be it. That's the weirdest thing. Go podcast about it. It's weird, and it is not the only weird thing that happened today. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. I put a video online, and it was about, it was two dudes fighting, and it was really kind of a dumb thing. And I started thinking about something that somebody said in the comments, and also an old saying where people always go, you know what? The loudest guy in the room is the weakest guy in the room. He's the most scared guy in the room. The one you really have to worry about is the quiet guy in the back. He's the real dangerous one. And that used to be true. It really used to be true because in my day, back in the day, you know, 80s, 90s, when you Hulk Hoganed up and puffed up, you know, try to be Captain Tough Guy and you were loud enough, right? You could scare a dude off because most of the time, if you really think about it, the most aggressive person is the one that sets the rules. So if you're like, yeah, you don't want none of this, huh? I come over there and I'll bust you and I'll kick you and you don't stand there. I'll take these fists and I'll just, and you do all that kind of stuff. And if the guy's just mildly annoyed with you and he's thinking, I got a wife and kids, I'm not rolling around on the ground with this weirdo, I'm not getting into a fight with this weirdo, he will back off. He might sell some wolf tickets, meaning yell back at you too as you're walking away. That way you both have the feeling that you're a tough guy, but you don't have to worry about lawyer's fees and hospital bills. And that's how it was back then. The loudest guy, right? That doesn't necessarily mean he's weak, because people think that you're weak because you didn't fight. I think sometimes the loudest guy, in some cases, in this particular case, is one of the smartest guys. But sometimes the loud guy is just assuming people are going to back down. But if you do that enough, eventually you will run across that one guy who's been waiting for the opportunity to whoop somebody's behind. Because if you're yelling, I'll kick your behind, you just verbally assaulted this person. I'll bust your behind. You just said you were going to physically injure the person. And if you walk over to the guy to scare the guy, you've almost given him permission to do to you what he's really been wanting to do since he stopped going to that anger management class and doubled up on his kung fu classes. You walk over to him, you just yelled in front of everybody that you were going to beat him up, and what does he do? He axe kicks you in the face, and then climbs on top of you and beats you senseless. Sometimes the loudest guy in the room is the dumbest guy in the room. But what I'm saying is, a lot of times, nowadays, the kids are so emotional. You know, when you turn on the news, what do you see? You see a bunch of dudes jumping out of cars, shooting each other. You see guys have a verbal altercation. And sometimes with these cameras, you can actually hear what they're saying. And the argument is really kind of dumb. You cut in front of me in line. Stop looking at my lady's butt. Hey, man, you almost bumped into me. Hey, man, you did bump into me. And that's the kind of thing where you kind of normally just kind of walk away and you kind of grumble to yourself, man, what an ass, man, this guy, man. Or if a guy looks at you behind, you say to your lady, don't worry about it, man. Forget him, man. Don't let him ruin our evening, man. You're with me. He's over there. Don't worry about him. But sometimes these now new loud guys, when they start yelling at each other, all of a sudden, oh no, it ain't about trying to scare you. It's about making you give them permission to do what they've been wanting to do the whole time. He's got this gun, hasn't shot at anybody yet. He's a tough guy. He's not scared now because he's got that gun in his waist. Oh yeah, and he's loud. He's loud because he knows you're far enough away where you can't do anything. And if you do, in fact, move in his direction, he can go in his pocket, go in his waist, go in his back of his pants and pull out that stick and plow, 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 pop your behind. Back in the day, it was fists. Back in the day, we used to yell at each other and talk about what we were going to do and then go about your business. In this particular case, nowadays, the loudest guy in the room is carrying a weapon. The loudest guy in the room's got a Glock in his pocket. The guy in the back that's quiet, he's not dangerous anymore. You know why? Because he already left through the back door. He's sitting there going, I'm just trying to be quiet. These loud guys are shooting at each other. I think I'll leave. Now the loudest guy in the room is the one that's shooting up the room. And the quiet guy is at home watching the news going, you know, I was in that bar about an hour ago. I knew that was going to happen. That's why I took my quiet ass out the back door. And that's why that saying doesn't make as much sense as it used to. The loudest guy is the weakest guy. Well, it doesn't really matter if the guy's weak if he put 6 bullets in your ass, right? So nowadays you have to recalibrate yourself, right? You have to allow yourself, in some instances, to look like a punk. You got to do it. You got to do it. When somebody bumps into me now, I don't say a damn thing. Guy bumped into me, right? Gave me a mean look. And I said, don't worry about it, brother. And his face softened. And he was like, oh, my bad over here. My bad. He already had the look on his face like he was waiting for someone to Hulk Hogan back up to him, get all tough back to him. Yeah, what you gonna do, man? Right? And as he's ordering his food, he smiles at me because I just say, don't worry about it, brother. No big deal. He realized I was no threat to him. He realized I was not going to try to get mad at him. He realized that I instantly de-escalated it. Right? As he went into his back pocket to take his wallet out to pay for his cheesesteak and French fries platter and whatever soda he was buying, I noticed his shirt revealed he had a Glock in the back of his pants. Here is a guy who was mad and he bumped into me, already had the anger on his face, already ready for a confrontation. He didn't even see me. So he had an anger and ready for it to be confrontational with whoever he bumped into, and he bumped into me. Now, what if I was another young, loud guy instead of a middle-aged guy who grew up in, you know, in a certain area and who knows what the deal is? And what if I didn't go, hey, man, don't worry about it, brother. Right, what if I wasn't a middle-aged guy with a friendly face and a smooth voice? What if I wasn't that guy and I was, like I said, a young guy like him? And I was like, no, man, bleep you, Jack. Even though young guys don't say Jack. Right? And all of a sudden they're yelling and screaming. And what if they both have Glocks, right? What happens to the other 12 people in the store, including myself, when they start firing indiscriminately at each other? What happens to the storekeeper whose daughters are working there, his son's working there, his wife, the co-owner, is working there? What happens to them? Sometimes the loudest guy isn't the weakest guy. Sometimes the loudest guy is the dumbest guy. So as this guy walks out, Glock still hanging out of his back pocket, in the back of his pants, he looks back at me. Take care, old head. All right, man. And I let him, and he walked out. In this particular case, I was a quiet guy. In this particular case, he would have been the loud guy. Did it make me weak that I didn't go, hey, man, you bumped into me, man, and get into an altercation with this cat? No. It's okay to be loud when it's time to be loud. Sometimes you have to be loud to protect yourself. And in many cases, it's better to be the quiet guy. Most cases, it's okay. It's better to be the quiet guy. Because I was thinking about that saying when I read it and when I remembered someone saying it to me, and I realized sometimes these sayings don't apply anymore. Dig? So if to the young people who are listening to me, and I know you're there, you don't have to smack somebody in the head when you get upset. Don't punch people in the face. Don't get into fights. It's just not worth it. If you're out with your girlfriend and somebody, you catch somebody looking at your girlfriend's butt, it's annoying, but if your girlfriend has a delicious ass, somebody's going to look at it. Just like there's some girl probably looking at you when you pick up something and your bicep pops out, and there's probably a girl looking at that, and your girlfriend ain't a big fan of that either. You know, it is what it is. If they don't come over and touch, even if they say some stuff, they're just trying to ruin your day. Sometimes people are miserable, right? And they see someone being happy, and all they want to do is take the misery that they have and spread it on you like mayonnaise. It's just, nah, man. Just go about your business. It's not even worth it. Right? Just realize there are times to be loud and there are times to be quiet. And there are also times to say to you, this podcast is over. Thank you for listening. My name is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Says Podcast. Do me a favor, my friends. Subscribe to this podcast if you love it, and you do. And if you want to share links to this podcast, please do. Share links to this podcast. This thing is everywhere. It's on Spotify. You know, of course, it's on YouTube Music, iTunes, everywhere that a podcast could possibly be. This podcast is there. So wherever you're listening to it, if this is the place where you like to listen to your podcast most, please subscribe to the podcast. If you see me on social media, please, you know, let people know about the podcast. And if you have not, if you're not following me on YouTube, my YouTube is Mr. S. Anthony Thomas. So that's a growing channel as well, just like this podcast continues to grow. Much love to you all. I appreciate everything that you do. I will see you again next time. And also, I have another podcast called The S. Anthony Thomas Show. It's a different format than this, but I think you'll like that too. So check that out too. I will talk to you next week, my friends. Much love to all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.